Millstream surgery. Our practice nurse, Alison Richmond, is retiring, and she had some thoughts about her working life at the Millstream. I had worked closely with Dr. Anne, not sure about the E, which is on the end of Anne, Miller, and Dr. Peter Rose, and then with Dr. Tim Wilson once Dr. Anne had retired, when I was one of the team leaders at Wallingford Community Hospital. Peter told me a practice nurse post had become available at Millstream Surgery and wanted me to apply. I got the job and joined the team in October 1997. I was proud to join a surgery that had been awarded the Charter Award for an innovative forward approach to general practice. The approach was then the then patient panel involving patients, carers, and surgery staff in improving the service. I had the privilege of being part of this group, now known as PPG, for over 17 years. I have seen many changes to the NHS in general practice, and I have seen the surgery expand in size with its two extension projects. At the start, the nursing team was just me, then a phlebotomist joined, and now there are three practice nurses and a healthcare assistant. The best part of being a practice nurse was the patients. It's been an honour to have been part of so many of your lives, often getting to know four generations of family. This is what I will miss most. I'm sorry that over the last year I've not been able to see patients face to face due to the pandemic, and as a result have not personally said goodbye, but I truly wish you all well. Now we have thoughts from the practice on Alison's retirement. As a practice, we are fortunate to have had Alison working with us for so many years. We know from all your comments that many patients have very much valued the high quality care Alison has provided over such a long time. We all wish her a very happy and healthy retirement. We held a socially distanced coffee and cake event in our car park, with a presentation of gifts and speeches, and together with a representative from the PPG, we all celebrated Alison's long service and marked her retirement. And now an update on COVID vaccines. Thank you to all the volunteers who are helping us with our COVID-19 immunisation clinics and those who have given their time to steward the car park, often at short notice and unsociable hours. We are also very grateful to clinical and administrative staff from the medical centre at RAF Benson for helping us at the clinics. We really could not have done this without our volunteers, and we cannot thank them enough. We would also like to thank all our staff who have been incredible during this time, not only the doctors and nurses, but also the support staff who stepped up and taken and made many more phone calls than normal. And the progress is that we have now given over 1,901 first dose and 1,259 second dose vaccinations, which includes our patients, NHS, community staff and RAF personnel. We are currently giving second dose vaccinations and continue to give first dose vaccinations to the younger age groups, and we are currently booking those in the 30 to 39 year old age group.